Easy breezy cover girl.
Live. We are live.
Okay, perfect. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to This Might Be Toxic. My name is Jacob.
My name's Lexis.
Yeah, almost forgot there. So yeah, episode
Great
two.
Great start to episode two.
Yeah, we're in a studio now.
We are in a studio. This feels much more official. The pressure's on. We have an hour.
I feel good. I feel comfy. This is nice.
Good for you.
All right, so we released our first episode, so me and Lex have just basically been tossing around ideas on what to talk about this week. I think you asked a couple people on your Instagram, right?
Yes.
What'd you get?
All right, well, we're going to get right into it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we just wanted to make this episode about you guys. The first episode was really just about everyone getting to know us. We totally have different audiences. So a lot of my people got to know you. Your people got to know me. That was fun. Yeah, and we're just going to get into some of the questions. So the first topic that people were asking about is what is micro-cheating from a man's perspective?
I would consider micro-cheating, like if I caught somebody micro-cheating on me. I think micro-cheating would be flirting with somebody online or messaging somebody privately. You know what I mean?
Like anything?
Well, if you're messaging somebody that you're interested in privately, like any sort of flirt... had a couple drinks, like any flirtation, right? So I think that's micro cheating because you're not actually cheating. Like, to me, cheating is
if a girl just messages a guy on Instagram, hey, that's micro cheating to you?
Oh yeah, especially if you're the first one to engage in the conversation.
Would you break up with a girl over that?
No.
What would you do?
Address it. Like, hey, like, what is this? Like, I don't go through phones, but if I somehow figured that out, that they did that, I'd be like, so why are we opening up conversations with different people? Like, just to start, like, what was the basis of this? What direction did you see this going?
Yeah.
Yeah, so just, I would need a good answer for that. And if it was a fuck up, I would just, accountability.
If it was a fuck up.
Like, you know,
that
some people.
That seems pretty, like, intentional.
Yeah, but lapses in judgment. You could have been stupid one day. I don't know what it was. I would expect somebody to be honest with me. I don't like lying. I'd rather you just not lie.
Yeah, that's just a weird thing to do, though.
Yeah.
That's just, I don't know. To me, if someone did that, you're just shady and I just don't understand it.
Do you consider it cheating, though? Like, would you be like, I got cheated on?
No.
No?
No, I don't consider it cheating. I just consider it a red flag, and I just think it's shady behavior.
That makes sense. What's your version of it?
Micro-cheating? I don't know. How do you feel about if your partner is checking out someone in front of you, like, while you're out? Like, if you notice that your partner's checking a dude out?
Like, if you're actively... like, if
okay,
I,
how about this? Do you check out girls that you find attractive when you're out on a date? Have you done that?
No, not actively like check them out, like not looked at them, but like you notice them.
Yeah.
Like, so I feel like that's okay. Like if there was like a very attractive dude or girl that walked into a room, everybody knows. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like this fucking elephant in the room.
Yeah.
So like if I'm with somebody and they see it, like I'm not oblivious, I'm not naive. So I'm like, you know, shit happens. But if you're like actively like, damn, like, fuck yeah, I'd be like, that's a little much.
What about when you're like watching a movie with your girlfriend and do you think it's respectful to be like, damn, Megan Fox is so fucking hot in front of your girlfriend?
No.
You don't?
No, fuck no.
See, some people are like totally okay with that.
Like, I think it's weird because there's like ways to do, if you can both agree somebody's beautiful, like if somebody was older, it's totally acceptable.
Yeah.
Like if you're like, they look so good for their age.
Yeah.
Like that's fine. Or like if you saw like, a fucking kid and they're like, oh, they're adorable, they're cute, right? No biggie. But when you comment on somebody's looks that's of like a sexual age that you can, you know, be with, then you have a problem. Like, you can't just acknowledge somebody's beauty. I just think it's a bad idea to do it as a guy. Like, don't acknowledge
it. So what about
it.
Couples that watch porn together then?
Different reasons.
Oh, this is so weird. This is a blurry line.
Yeah, but I don't feel like you're watching porn for attraction.
Ew.
Like, I've never watched porn and been like, she's beautiful. I'm just like, what she's doing is nasty. Because I'm in it.
You've never looked at porn star and thought she was beautiful?
No. There's porn star pretty and there's like actually pretty. Those are two different kinds
of fucked up, man.
Well, what is the phrase that girls use where it's like, is he hot or does he just have tattoos? Like, is she hot or is she just naked?
Damn. So hot and beautiful are totally different to you?
But you can be both, right? You can be, and it's not even like a hot thing. It's just like what you're doing is taboo.
So you've never thought a porn star was beautiful?
No. Can't see in that light.
But if your girlfriend's doing nasty shit, it's fine.
Well, yeah,
she is beautiful still.
Because it's a personalized experience. I don't feel like You're not advertising.
That's fucked up, man. I have to be honest.
No. Why do you? Okay. Hear me out, though. Like, my version of beautiful is not like when somebody's doing shit like that. Like, that's not my version of. But when you're chilling and you're relaxed, that's like beautiful to me. Or like when you get dressed, like that's, you know, that's pretty. That's a different place in my brain that gets activated. To where if it's just me being fucking horny minded,
yeah,
I'm not looking at all of that. I'm looking at like sexual items on your body. I'm looking at breasts, I'm looking at ass, I'm looking at hips. I'm not looking at like how you look, how you're put together, how you make me feel.
Yeah.
Completely physical.
Do you think, so I think micro cheating just comes down to the person.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like really preference.
So what are yours though?
It's really hard because I've dated a lot of guys in entertainment. So mm-hmm. like things that I feel like are acceptable for people in the line of work that I've dated might not be acceptable for like just people that live regular or do regular jobs. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, the fuck? Edit that out. The fuck was that? yeah, it's like if you're dating a guy in a band, obviously they have fans. They have to talk to fans. They have to talk to girls that like clearly have crushes on them. Like in the past, I've had girls literally like throw me out of the way to get to my boyfriends.
Right.
And that's like really hard, but I have to be okay with it because it's their job.
Why do you have to be okay with it?
Because I'm not going to fucking start a fight with the fan at my boyfriend's like place of work. It's like a part of the role that you play. It's like a, it's a part. It's like the job description. You so know what I mean?
I have a two-part question for that. So does it make it different? So like, let's say somebody's in an up-and-coming band, mm-hmm. not known, but they do have fans, right?
Right.
Would you be as tolerant for it with that as opposed to somebody that's like at a level that you have dated? Does that make sense?
No.
Like, what makes you think in your head that you give more leeway to these people as opposed to like an average everyday person?
I think, like I said, I think it comes with the job. Like when people date porn stars, like right. they know that they're gonna go fuck for work.
But you that's know? Not. But that's not your but job as an entertainer.
But that's what you. No, no, no. I know. But you. But there is a level of that. Like it's what you sign up for. It really is. Like when you have fans, like that's how you build your career. You know, like there's a lot of rock stars even where their managers tell them that they have to appear single, even yeah. if they have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
For marketing.
Yeah.
And like girls will get with those guys and it's just like you sign up for it, you know? So I'm so used to it because I've been in that situation so many times. It's what you sign up for. Is it for me now? Like as I'm older? No, I never want to do that again. It's really fucking hard. But when you're in that position, like, yeah, you do have to understand it.
I think that gets to a lot of dudes because that would like piss me off, right?
What?
Like if somebody had dated somebody previous to me and like, again,
like I'm, it, like they accepted it with their ex, but they don't accept it for you.
But it's like also at the same time, it's like I'm not asking somebody to accept cheating and shit like that. But it's like I expect to not get all this anger directed at me when you were completely okay with like if I fuck.
I don't think anyone's completely okay with it. I don't think it's that. And I think like a lot of the reason, like for instance, now that I don't want to date somebody that does those types of things, it's because I don't want to deal with that.
Right.
So if. Yeah, if I was harder on my new boyfriend and he was like, oh, well, you were okay with that in your past relationship. Well, clearly I wasn't. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
You know, so like you can't really look at it like that. Well, she did it then. Like, obviously, people like move on for their own reasons. You know what I mean?
I think digging into myself, like I think a lot of like my shit that I've had to deal with because I've dated girls that have previously dated people of like higher status. Mm-hmm. It like pisses me off because I'm like, I feel like I'm losing to this dude and you're not even involved with him, right? Like I'm always going to feel like I'm losing to this person. This was like a previous mindset that I used to have. Mm-hmm. So it's like something that I've definitely had to grow out of. And this is like recent too. It's like something that I had to grow out of to where it's like, it was more of a jealousy thing of this lifestyle because, okay, fuck, I feel like I'm being settled for almost. And like, so now you get to make the rules. Now I feel like I'm not in a power position. It almost feels like I lose like my masculine drive in that sense. Because now I feel like you're creating the rules where this motherfucker didn't have any rules. You're up above me. I don't like it. Like, I did it. Now I understand it more. Like, the way you explained it was good. Like, I totally get it.
Yeah, I think a lot of reasons girls end up leaving men like that is because it's like, too hard. And I think it all just depends. Like, every relationship, this is going to sound weird, but it's true. Every relationship is transactional. Like, you're in it to get a certain something back. I think there are certain girls that date celebrities that date, you know, people that have a lot of money because they expect certain things back. You know what I mean? So they're willing to give certain things. And I think a lot of girls that end up with men like that, they realize that, you know, like I said it in the last podcast, money, fame, all of that, it's not everything. It's not like when you, I feel like when you don't have it and when you've never experienced it, it's almost like you'll do anything, you'll sacrifice anything just to have it. And then once you have it, like I said, I think a lot of people realize it's not everything that they think it is. You know what I mean? So a lot of girls end up leaving those situations. And then it ends up being really hard dating after the fact, because a lot of men are intimidated by the track record if you have been with men like that. Like I've personally had struggles even since my last relationship dating now, because they know who my ex is.
Yeah.
And it's really, really hard. And a lot of people use that against you, you know?
It's a growing thing for sure, because I know you feel... No man ever wants to admit that they feel threatened or intimidated. Mm-hmm. It's a jealousy thing and will never... Like... I wouldn't admit it. Like, oh. I would. That's how you get the shit talking in there. You're a hoe, right? You're a gold digger. Let me just riddle through these insults at you. When really, like, we kind of both do the same shit. We're just doing it a different way.
Yeah.
Where it's like men are more like quantity. Yeah. Can I get this? Can I do this? And then women are more like quality. Can I get this one that everybody else wants, right?
So how do you feel about body count then? When a girl has slept with X amount of people, how does it make you feel? Do you draw the line with certain girls? Like if you know a girl's been with 50 plus people, is that a red flag, I guess?
No, I think I judge more based on character now. I think because we joked about it in the last podcast, right? How it was like, I wanted to get my body count up so high.
It's different for a girl, but you know?
Part of that for me is so I never felt inferior to the people I was hooking up with.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you told me your number, I'd be like, okay, fuck, I'm good, right? Because I have more. I don't know what that was. Like, yeah, on a deeper level than what we talked about. Like, we talked about the abacus, like, just fucking sliding numbers. It wasn't so much hitting a quota. I kind of wanted to make myself desensitized and jaded to that number, which in a sense worked, right?
Like, so if, like, a girl's like, yeah, I've been with 100 people, you'd be fine with that.
It's how you carry it. Like, you know, like, when you get so... I feel bad because there's a lot of people, especially with, like, with girls or women, because it's you... You say that number and there's so much stigma behind it. And then there's two ways you can go. You can either just learn to be like, you know, fuck the people that are judging me, and you find peace in it and you're like, whatever, I'm a good person. Or you go the complete opposite route and you just own it.
And you're like that one chick. Who's that one girl that banged
Bonnie Blue?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's gnarly.
But that's the sad route, right? So it's like there's some girls that get into this mindset, and I feel like it comes from like a fucking sad place where you're like, fuck it. Yeah, I did sleep with all these people. But then that personality is gross. So it's like you might be getting back at the person that was talking shit to you, but now you're viewed in this light by everybody that could potentially get to meet you.
Okay, so say she's like a great person. Say she's been with over 100 people. You've accepted that. You love this girl.
Hmm.
Is it intimidating now for you sexually knowing that she's been with that many people? Does it matter at all to you?
I mean, like, you're always going to have those little, like, inner thoughts in the back of your head, right? The one thing that I've like coped with, like as a dude, it's like girls always say, well, I want to be with you now. And it's like, it's kind of like this double-ended sword, right?
That's see, such exactly. a gnarly thing to say.
Right. It's like, I've had that. I don't want that. Because again, now I feel like you're, it's a compliment, but it feels backhanded.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, that was fun. That was great. But you can't go to fucking Disneyland every day. Like, have you ever heard, Vacation D?
What?
Vacation D, right? You know what they call it? Like, have you never heard this term?
No.
So they say, like, if a guy, not to get, like, too sexual on here, but it's like, if a guy's too big, right, it's just vacation D. It's like, well, who the fuck doesn't like vacations? Like, what a cool name. What am I, just at home D? Just, like, I have chores to do D, laundry D, fucking, I bought a quaint house that I can afford D. You don't want to be that. You know what I mean? So
vacation D?
Yeah.
Like, they only want it one, like, a couple times?
Yeah, you never heard the term. Like, if it's too big, it's too big, it hurts, but I just wanted to see if I could do it. Never tell a dude that you're with this, by the way. If you think it's going to make him feel better, absolutely not.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, you know, like...
I don't even know girls that talk about this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I've gone down a dark rabbit hole with TikTok.
I feel like you know more women than I do.
I've seen...
You probably do, actually.
I've seen a
few... You definitely do.
I've seen a few things. But yeah, I mean, it's, you don't ever want to feel like the person that got settled for. You want to be, but again, that's the ego. You let that die, you're pretty much all right as a dude.
Yeah. It's so crazy because I actually don't care how many people my partner has been with. Clearly. Look at my dating history.
It's different. You dated the Bonnie Blues of men.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. The Bonnie. We'll get into that later.
Whatever. I'm confident to know I'm the best. Oh my.
Yeah.
It just seems like such an easy skill.
It
Like, we were all built to do it.
I worked, you know what, really I mean? Hard.
Like, it's just like when you really think about it, like, listen, we were all built to have sex.
No.
Why do, yes, what about it's the easiest thing to be good at.
What about a premature ejaculator? You're not good. You went in and it's done. Sorry, I'm sensitive. Like, you see what I'm saying? Not everybody is built for it. You mean to tell me everybody you slept with?
Maybe it's hard for men.
Yeah.
Girls are just, you think, ready to go.
You think?
A premature ejaculator.
Yeah.
Like, there's people that just happens.
Or getting erectile dysfunction. What if it just doesn't work? You're just flopping it around. Sometimes it's not. Look, medicine can only fix the physical. It ain't going to fix your libido. If you're stressed out and you take a Cialis, nothing's going to happen except a stuffy nose and a red face. Ain't shit going to happen for you. Promise you. Yeah, like, if you're not there. Like,
if you're, what if I took a Cialis?
I mean, it's a vasodilator. You'd be very heart healthy and you'd probably get, like, you'd get an insane pump if you went to the gym.
Whoa.
Yeah. When I was taking steroids, shit, I would take Cialis just for, like, a pre-workout.
What?
Yeah.
You're just working out with the biggest heart on of your life? You know, that would be so gay.
No, it gave you some fucking sick chubs, though, okay, which is nice.
That's gay, dude.
Dude, it's a vasodilator.
Can I say that these days? That's gay.
You're canceled. But Fuck. It's okay. No, you can say it. You're a woman. I can't say anything
everyone's going to think I...
Gay people are great. I love Leo Skeppy. I love the gay community.
So do I.
You can say gay.
Okay, anyway. So you would pop a Cialis before getting your pump on at the gym.
Well,
do you realize how not straight that sounds?
No, but listen. What a Cialis does.
Why did you admit that to me? I wish I didn't know that.
Because
did you do it today?
No. Blood only flows to where you're working out, right? So if I'm training my arms or I'm training my chest, more blood's going to flow there. If I'm getting ready to fucking have sex, blood's going there. You don't just pop it and you get a hard on. Blood's going to go wherever you need the blood to go.
So
Viagra was designed
to be that's how Cialis works? So yeah. Like, you can like tell it.
You have to train. Like, if you took a Cialis and you did push-ups, your chest would look immaculate.
You could just tell it, like, all right, I'm popping. I want the blood to go.
You can't tell it. What are you talking about? No, like, what muscle is getting ready to be?
What are you talking?
What muscle, where do you need blood flow to go when you're about to have sex? You need it to go straight to the you need blood straight to the hog. You don't need it anywhere else.
This makes no sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it's opening up your... I can pop a Cialis and if I want the blood to go to my arms, that's how it works.
It's fucking, dude, if you're doing curls, your blood is going to go to your arms. If I'm training chest, it's...
So how do you do it with your...
All it's doing,
like,
is this.
Like, it's easy until you're pregnant to do this. So are you just there, like...
You're missing the whole point.
Pumping your dick up.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
This is all that happens. This is your blood vessel.
You make... I can speak for all women here. You make absolutely no effing sentence.
Everybody's going to know what I'm talking about.
I'm sick of you. I'm never doing another episode with you.
It's a vasodilator. All that happens is your fucking...
We've spent too much time talking about Viagra.
Okay, next from Dick Pics. It just opens up blood vessels. That's all
dick
it does.
Dick Pics?
Dick topics. Pills. Well, fucking, I don't know. Anyway, next topic. What was the fucking... How did we get here?
We're way too excited to be in a real studio.
You're burning daylight.
Way too excited. We have so much to talk about. Let's meet up for coffee. Let's meet up for fucking coffee. I'm too... Okay, we're ready. So much to say.
I like how you were like, yeah, no, I'm ready to go. And then proceeds to get ready here.
Funny.
All right. What was so that was micro cheating. It's kind of
glad to know the ins and outs of Cialis. In case this is a sex ed class.
Is watching pornography, like, if you caught your person watching pornography, is that cheating?
Oh my god, bro. I didn't really understand like porn that much in high school, right? Like, I, you know, when you just first find out about this, especially as a girl, you're not like I remember in elementary school, like Windows just came out, AOL just came out, like dial up.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the kids started realizing there was corn on the computer.
I was using Titanic.
I didn't even know what sex was, dude. I remember being at a sleepover with all my friends. I went to a Christian school. This is burned into my brain. I was good. I was a good kid. But I had this one friend. She was bad. And she had these older sisters that were bad. She was just bad. So she's like, guys, I have something to show you. And she brings all the girls into this room and they're just like put on corn, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like 10. I see this like for like a 0.5 seconds. I don't know what sex is. I don't even think I've seen, I don't even know if I ever looked at myself naked at that point. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, what I saw, I ran out of that room and I just started bawling my eyes out. Like I was.
You cried?
Oh, yeah. I was shocked at what I'd seen. Why are we bringing this up?
Because I'm saying, is it cheating if somebody gets caught watching porn? Oh, okay.
So I didn't really like, and then from there, like I never thought about it again, like even in high school. I ended up dating a much older gentleman in high school when I was in ninth grade. My boyfriend was 21. And this was when like nudie magazines were a thing because the internet still wasn't like, he didn't have a computer, you know? Yeah. So like he would like jerk off to Playboys and stuff. And I remember being at his house not knowing and I found the magazines and I was like so offended. I thought he cheated on me. I like cried because I didn't know at the time that that's what people did. Like yeah. I didn't know that guys jerked off to like pictures of naked girls. Oh my God. I cried for like a week and it made me feel so bad. And I wasn't even like fully developed. I was 15. So I'm like, this is why I need boobs.
Because I'm in eighth grade. Ew.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's dark shit, bro.
It's like,
that's why I'm so fucked up.
I don't know. I just don't know how it's considered cheating.
But now, so actually me and my ex did have a agreement that we didn't watch porn during our relationship. Because I do feel like it kind of fucks with sex.
Oh, 100%.
You know, yeah. So like me and my last relationship had a full-on agreement that neither of us would watch porn. And we didn't. And our sex life was really healthy.
It's really good. I think
yeah.
it fucks you up in a lot of ways. Like not only does it desensitize you, but it also gives you these unrealistic expectations that are only good on camera.
Yeah. I don't think it's good for your sex life. And I think that totally comes down to a personal choice. Like if couples want to watch porn together, like good for you. For me personally, I don't do that when I'm in a relationship.
Do you think, so what was like from a woman's standpoint, what was your thought process of it being cheating? Like what?
Well, when I was a kid, because I was like, he's thinking about a different girl that isn't me when he gets off.
Right, but it doesn't change anything that she's not like obtainable, attainable, whatever the fuck the word is.
To me, anyone's obtainable.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I wanted to get into that too, because
especially nowadays, anyone's obtainable.
Is it obtainable or attainable?
Don't know.
Well, we're fucking either way, you know.
Don't come for me.
Yeah.
I didn't finish high school. Leave me alone. I didn't go to college.
A craneable. Well, that's what's scary.
Everyone's a craneable.
But that's what that's what's scary.
Everyone's mindable.
But that's what's scary, right? So it's like, you know, with women now especially, it's like you just have to slide into a DM. And you don't know, like, you're just shooting. Like, that doesn't really work for dudes. Like, I could slide into Sydney Sweeney's DMs. I can shoot every celebrity shot I ever wanted to shoot. My percentages of it happening, of just a celebrity female just wanting to be like, I'm going to go fuck that random TikToker guy. Very slim to none. Like, if it happens, fucking thank my lucky stars and stripes. But for women, I feel like it happens a lot. So it's like, that's why I'm saying micro cheating. Do you feel like women have an advantage in the sense of, like, that could happen to you? Like, I don't get invited backstage if I go to a fucking, who's a fucking pretty singer? Like, if I go to Sabrina Carpenter's concert, I ain't getting pulled backstage.
Well, you think, like, women have an advantage to cheating?
I think that if we're going to call it micro-cheating, which I think all cheating is cheating, but I don't think that men have, so, like, what men do is not plausible, is not as plausible as a woman being able to do it. But it's not considered bad because, like, oh, it's no big deal. Like, if you go on somebody's tour bus. That happens to girls all the fucking time. You get invited to fucking floor seats at a fucking Laker game or a fucking football game, whatever it may be, right? You have these opportunities out there broad for you.
Yeah.
You get, you know, skip the line in clubs. You get to go sit at tables. Most dudes don't get that. I'm not getting picked out of a line to be like, you come up here. If I'm at a gay bar, maybe. I might be able to sit
Hell
at a
yeah.
fucking, yeah, you know, I might Hell be able to sit yeah. at fucking, I might be able to do
you
that.
You guys are hot, too. I'm actually jealous of you.
Fucking dude.
I've always had a crush on my gay best friend. Always. Dude. And I think it was for the sole fact I knew I couldn't have him.
But what
was... Shout out to Kyle Kor.
Run around. Do you think it's different, though? Like, back to the question. Do you think it's different, though? So is it micro-cheating, like, if you get to go do things where you have the potential to possibly cheat?
Okay, if I was in a relationship and I got invited backstage at a concert, I wouldn't go. I think that there's certain things that just are inappropriate.
I agree with you.
Like, that's weird. So like, if I was in a relationship and I was out having a girl's night and we all got invited to some dude's bottle service, I wouldn't go.
Like, that's a tough one for a lot of girls.
Well, then don't be in a relationship if you still want to go party. Like, I don't agree with that. I think that's weird.
That's why I date.
Totally just single behavior. Like, I don't even, those conversations aren't even on the table when I'm in a relationship.
I think that's why I date older. Like, I can't date somebody that's 21, 22, because it's like, you're still going to be enticed by these things. It's not a bad thing on you. Well, like, you got to have those experiences. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, when you're in your 20s, you're in a totally different headspace than you are in your 30s, you know?
Absolutely.
I've never personally liked bottle service. What?
It tastes like ass.
Fuck we Dom Perignon, man.
Perignon.
Dom Perignon.
Everybody's sitting around
tastes
pretending like
booty.
Yo, you want to go to a club where we're just like away from the whole club? Dude, we just get to sit by ourselves and it's only going to be 10 grand.
I had my first sip of Dom Perignon. I was like, this shit tastes like ass.
So for those,
I'm not kidding.
No, for those people that don't know, me and Lex had a conversation, and she was like, I'm going to keep calling it Perignon. Dom Perignon is so fucking cheap. I'm all, no, it's not. And then she's like, yeah, it is. It tastes fucking gross. And I'm like, it does taste gross. And we had this whole conversation, and I was like, Google it. I want you to Google how much Dom Perignon. Fuck, I can't
We sound matter. Broke as fuck.
I do. You've done it.
Bro.
You're like, I was pouring that shit out on people.
Just give me Fireball.
Yeah.
I just want the Fireball. Why are you trying to get all fancy on me, dude?
You have Miller Lights?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It's nice, but yeah. Anyway, where were we going with this? What was the... So we went from cheating, micro-cheating, but we got somewhere with like...
to Dom Perignon tasting like booty. It really does.
I just don't like champagne.
I want to hear from the audience about that one, because I swear to God.
Camera one. Just look at all of them.
If any of you can look me straight in the eye and tell me that Dom Perignon tastes good and doesn't taste like booty, you're a fucking lying ass pick me motherfucking bitch.
Did you ever feel superior pick in me. Bottle service?
When I told them I hated it?
No, did you feel...
I told them I hated it. Well, I said, don't you ever order this shit again.
Do you know who I am? Blacklisted me, bitch. No, but like, I just feel like bottle service is so funny to me because I'm like, I look at it and I'm like, these people feel so much cooler than everybody else because you're on a jizz-filled couch. Dude, I've been in bottles.
And the girls are like trying to stand on the couch and it's all squishy and they're trying to dance and no one can get a rhythm because it's so squishy.
No, and the guys are just like this the whole time. Like, I need all this. Is
and the
I
girls
got.
Are just like,
this is what I got right
for 8 hours straight.
No, I've paid for bottle service once and it was the most uncool thing ever because it was like seven dudes looking for like a bottle of Svedka. They're like, can we get the sign? And they're like, the sign's an additional charge. We're like, scratch the sign. We're like, you know, we don't want that much attention. The whole
the sign is, the sign costs money.
Yeah, like you have to buy, like, I think it was like where we were at, it was like you had to buy, it had to be a certain amount for them to be able to bring it out, or you have to buy a certain amount of bottles.
I want to know who came up with this business plan. Why these girls with a sign makes people feel so special and better than everyone. Like, look at you peasants. That's my name up there, motherfuckers. Read that. That's all me.
We didn't even get the sparklers. They just had the security with the flashlight.
They had the security flashlights in the garage.
They still did this. No, there was no sign. They just walked over to the bottle.
Okay, yeah. So they'll ask. So, like, back when I was with my ex, every time we would go to bottle service, they'd be like, do you want the show? And every single time, Pascal would be like, no, no, no. And I'd be like, yeah. Give us the show.
Why?
Make the most of it, man.
No.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
If I can't do it all the time, my grandpa raised me on this. If you can't buy it twice, you can't afford it. And I couldn't buy it once.
It was free.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, no. Just
pardon me.
No, it was work. It was his work.
Oh,
so,
God.
Like,
when you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life. You fucking... Another hard day at the office, Lex.
I did get my name on the sign once.
Happy birthday, Lex.
And I'll never forget it.
Happy birthday, Alexis.
It really made me feel special. It was.
They put my name up at 11.
Ugh. Ew.
It's a nice place.
I'm just kidding. I've never been there.
You never been to 11?
Nah.
Yeah, that's another one. Strip clubs are...
Nah. No, I don't like going to strip clubs.
Yeah,
PTSD.
PTSD? Another episode. It'll be episode fucking 50. I feel like we got to save so much because we just can't.
What are you insinuating here?
These are facts.
Anyways.
What was the other question? We literally did one question.
All right. We're like 40 minutes in or whatever. All right. What's the craziest thing you ever did for love or for a hookup? Like what? Like you like this person so much. What's the craziest thing you ever did for them?
I remember when I was going to school, like in Arizona for audio engineering, I like had this beater of a car that had like four different color fucking hubcaps on it. Like thing wasn't supposed to go more than like 5 miles. Mm-hmm. And there was a girl in California, like in Camarillo, and I wanted to hook up with her. And she's like, you should just come this weekend. So I got my happy ass in that car and I drove 9 hours.
Nice.
Just for a hookup.
For one night?
Yeah.
How was it?
Not worth 9 hours.
Why?
But there's nothing bad. Like, it's just like for a hookup, like when you're in horny brain, you think these things are going to be immaculate, but it doesn't really feel that much different.
So what was not good about it?
There's no connection. You're just thinking horny and you just drive like at that age. Like I just drove
so
9 hours with a hard on.
So you just jackhammered her and went home?
Don't insult me like that, dude.
It wasn't good. So
that's my fault? I made it not good? I drove 9 hours to be bad?
You weren't giving me any details? I don't know.
It just like, you know, like once you get done that post-nut clarity, you're like, I just spent so much on gas and I got to drive back 9 fucking hours. Like you think it's going to be the show. Like,
did you see her again?
No. No, she was...
You miss her?
She was promiscuous.
Ooh.
Like, it was just like a hookup.
Like, she did that all the time?
Yeah, I also just wasn't hooking up, like, a lot at that time. So it was just, like, nice that, again, like, you're seeking validation, and I drove 9 hours for it.
Nice.
Yeah, so, but it was, like, the whole car ride was just...
And then you went home to the abacus?
If you've ever driven...
97.
If you've ever driven from Arizona to California in that long stretch of nothing... I was like, dude, I'm fucked. Like, it's just
so
desert.
Did you sleep over?
Yeah, I slept over and I had to drive back.
Did you guys have breakfast?
No, I had to drive back the next day.
But did you have breakfast?
No, she didn't cook. Like, it was like a low budget. Dude, I wasn't like.
It was a low budget.
Yeah, I wasn't batting.
She didn't cook.
Yeah.
It was low budget.
No, I don't even think she had food. No, like, it wasn't like, she was just a very promiscuous girl who posted a lot of thirst traps. And I was like, I want it. I was young, dude. I was young and stupid. And I was like, fuck yeah, finally. After the 100 she's been with, she wants me now. I just fucking drove my happy ass from Arizona to California and right the fuck back the next day.
That nice. Was,
but other than that, nothing crazy, honestly. Like, nothing too wild.
Nice.
What's yours?
Why do you look at me like that?
What's yours?
No, I've done a lot of crazy things. It'd be hard to narrow it down.
All right. So it's like, give us like top three and then we'll go into the one that I think is the craziest.
Well, I mean, okay. Well, I did go to jail for a boyfriend.
For him?
For him.
Like, was he in there with you? Well, obviously not.
No. So this was one of my boyfriends when I was like 19. So dumb. I'd never been to jail before, so I didn't know what it was.
couldn't have used context clues? You never watched Looney Tunes? There's bars.
There's cops. I knew about the bars.
And you're not supposed to be there.
I mean, I knew what jail was, but I didn't know how gnarly it was, and I was just a straight psychopath. And we would, this is horrible, and I don't condone it now, and I've paid the price for it, but we used to drink and drive a lot. This was a long time ago. I've served my time, you guys, so it will never happen again. But anyway, we drove home and he got pulled over for swerving and did the whole thing. And I was literally 18. He was like 24. And they're like, okay, he's going in for a DUI. And I was wasted, like wasted off my ass. And I was like, I maybe watched Twilight too many times. You know, I was just like, we're Bonnie and Clyde, bro. Like, you're going, I'm going. And I'm telling the cops, right? Like, I'm like yelling at the cops, like a total psychopath. Thank God there was no body cam footage of this. If someone can find it,
I want
I would actually just
I want
move
it.
Away. I'm like, you can't take him. You can't take him. And they're like, Miss, calm down. Like, this is before Uber. We're going to call you a taxi cab. He's just going to the drunk tank. Like, it's going to be okay. I was like, no. If he goes, I got to go. And they're like, do you realize what you're asking for? Like, the cops were being so, like, patient with me. And I was like, no. And he's sitting there, like, smiling, like, yeah, that's my bitch. That's my bitch. And I'm just like, I'm like, cuff me. Cuff me. For, like, an hour. I'm literally, like, begging these motherfuckers to take me to jail. So yeah, they fucking took me to jail. I got a fucking worse charge than him. I got a fucking misdemeanor for interfering with an arrest.
And then you got out the next day?
Yeah, I got out. He had to spend the weekend in jail. And then we broke up a couple months later because he cheated on me, so.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You think he cheated on you while you were in jail?
With a dude?
He got out probably quicker than you got out. You had to be processed. And well, I mean, you have to be processed for the drunk tank, but you went to jail. He went to the drunk tank.
No, I went to the drunk tank.
Oh, okay.
I did go to jail once, but okay. That was not the time.
Yeah.
Have you been in jail?
I have.
For what?
Well, I've been to the drunk tank quite a few times, and then I went to jail for something I didn't do, which is what everybody in jail says, but it was for, hold on, I have it right here. I can just bring it up.
I thought when I went to jail for the first time, when I got in the orange jumpsuit, I was like, I'd just seen Orange is the New Black. Like, I loved that show. I'm like, it's going to be great.
That was out like at that summer time?
Well, this was when the second time I went to jail.
Oh, okay.
When I was older.
The official jail.
Yeah. And I was like, Orange is the New Black. This is going to be so fun. It's going to be like summer camp. Not like summer camp.
Yeah, it's not fun at all.
They should probably, like, not make shows like that. Because I was actually kind of excited.
These are mine.
Do you have your mugshot?
I don't want to see it.
Forgery of a check. Forgery, identity theft, and grand theft. Sounds about right.
I did not have $50,000 to leave, but luckily, like, I didn't do it. Like, there was, I was just involved with stupid people with stupid shit, and I was like,
in Miami?
No, fuck no. I still lived in Camarillo at this time.
Oh my goodness.
I was just trying to make money, dude. I was fucking broke. I had nowhere to go.
You were forging checks?
Yeah, I had nowhere to live. Well, I wasn't doing that. I'm not going to, I don't know how fucking far out they can incriminate somebody. I wasn't doing any of what that was. I just wanted to make money. And there was I knew a couple scammers that supposedly did it right, but they were also on drugs. So it didn't work out too much.
Stop drinking this coffee, man. I'm like cracked out. People are going to listen to this and be like, whoa, she got a lot of energy.
Yeah, I didn't like jail though. Jail was not fun. Drunk tank, not bad.
Oh my God. I feel the opposite. Well, I feel like they were both bad in their own ways.
Jail.
I always get in the drunk tank with the craziest women. I swear.
Well, nobody's cool.
When I was in there, they almost maced the drunk tank because I was in there with two lesbian chicks who were in there for domestic violence, and they put them in the same room. And they're like fighting each other, and then they put the one chick on the other side, and you can like see each other from like the windows.
Yeah.
And they're like at the windows, like cursing each other out, and like the other partner of the chick that was in the jail, she looks at me and she just points at me. She just goes like this.
Did you have tattoos?
Yeah, that's but why. I was like.
Knowing you and like knowing that story straight.
She was like.
Dude.
It was like a movie, dude. I was like, oh shit.
The guy that I was
like, officer.
My bunkmate kept trying to kill himself. That was mine. Dude.
But I was like, officer, she's gonna kill me. Don't put me in a room with her. I hid behind the toilet.
Can I get PC? Can I get protective custody?
Help. I'm like, help.
Call my dad.
I was such a pussy, bro. I wasn't built for jail, man.
Yeah.
The tattoos are a lie.
I swear I'm not hard. I like emo music.
Look, man.
Follow me on MySpace.
Don't fuck with me, dude. Please. I'm so nice.
What would have happened if you got into a fight? Just fight a stud?
Every fight that I've ever gotten into was broken up before I actually made contact with a punch. So it was always like you know what I am when I fight? Like a chihuahua.
Let's see what works.
Like, no, I'm like a chihuahua. Like, they're like fucking, you know when chihuahuas get in fights with other big dogs?
Yeah.
And it's just like bark, 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 bark. But like.
Nothing ever happens.
Yeah, dude. Like,
that's kind of cool though. At least you can say you never lost.
I took jujitsu. I can talk a lot of shit that will piss people
off. Fuck yeah.
I'm really good at pissing people off.
That's a form of fighting.
I'm really good at pinching and scratching. In case you were wondering. And that shit will take you far. Let me tell you. That shit
not in
will
the girl
take...
fights I've seen. You know what I...
Pulling hair.
What was girl...
Scratching.
That's what's crazy about girls.
You
guys
want
to kill
really
each other.
But you know what really gets them?
What? The Three Stooges poking the eye? You've never done that.
Yes.
No, you haven't. You're fucking lying. You've poked somebody in the eyes? You've Captain Insano showed no mercy? You've waterboyed somebody? There's no fucking way. How did you even... That honestly, that's
actually,
good.
Actually, I've been lying about everything for the last 30 minutes.
That's hand-eye coordination like a motherfucker. No, have you poked somebody in the eyes?
All the stories I just said are all lies.
I've never been to jail. Can we find your mugshot?
What's my name?
Can we find your mugshot?
No, we can't, but I did go to jail. You can...
I don't know.
Look me up for my charges.
I don't think I ever got to see mine.
Yeah, I did poke someone. No, I didn't poke anyone in the eye.
No?
No, but like when you were in elementary school.
Never did that. You'd feel like you'd get your ass kicked if you tried.
You know when they teach you that? To do this? To
poke. No, that must have been Christian school. They don't teach you that where I went to school. They just let you fucking fight.
I did grow up in the suburbs, guys. I did, but I went through hard times too,
I'm just picturing a poor girl.
I earned the tattoos, I swear.
I'm just picturing some girl getting her ass kicked. Like, she's like, don't worry. They taught me this in school.
They're just punching me in the head.
They're just beating, just kicking you in the ribs. They didn't do anything.
No, I've almost been in fights. Because I run my mouth, and it's, I used to when I drink.
Yeah, I know. To nobody. Just for no reason.
I have that Charlie Sheen brain, man.
That's not good. That's not a good thing to have.
Unplug this motherfucker.
That's so it's like an attractive lifestyle when you want to do it. It's like, because like when you're in these deep fucking pits of hell, you just want to see how far you can take it. And then you come out of it and it's not fun.
Who?
What the fuck is in that coffee?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Anyway, we've got, you wanted to do 5 questions. This is not fucking
It's already fucking 50 minutes in. We're going to hate this episode.
No, we're doing good. I think we're doing all right.
I feel like I'm being so fucking annoying.
All right, what do you want to do for the last 5? Any thoughts?
Red flag, green flag. Red flag, green flag. Say that fast.
No.
Red flag, green flag.
You can do it.
Red flag, green flag.
I know how the internet works now.
Everyone's going to hate me after this episode.
All right. So what else? Any last final fucking topics on the top of your head?
Let me check. This is a quick one.
Mm-hmm.
Why do guys not post pictures of their girlfriends on Instagram? And do you agree with it?
It depends. I would say there's 2 reasons that are valid, right?
I've legit broken up with someone for not posting my ass. I'm like, why are you hiding me? Are you embarrassed?
Why is that the first fucking thing y'all think?
Because we're insecure and we're girls. Okay. And we want to be shown off.
Okay. First of all, there's 2 reasons. There's 1, you're either hoeing around, right? And you don't want the rest of the girls that you're fucking to know that you're dating somebody exclusively. So that's
the only reason.
No. The second one.
Prove me wrong.
Bro, I don't want somebody to fucking take you.
Well, if they could be taken, then maybe they're not the right person.
Well,
for
I don't
you.
Want you taken right now. Let me choose the time where it's like,
oh.
Do you know what I mean?
So you're like, not serious about her then?
No, I want to have a relationship. Like
for a little bit?
No, it's true. If somebody's going to get taken, they're going to get taken regardless. Right.
That's your own insecurity. So that's a problem on you.
So I have to build you up and I have to fall in love and publicly announce that I'm in love. Mm-hmm. And then I get fucked over and now I got to take all this shit down and be fucking embarrassed.
So what? You got to take a picture down.
A picture, bro. It's never just one.
Okay. Oh, I got to take 20 pictures down.
I'm not even defending it. I'm saying that you can be
a hoe. This is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
It's, oh, fuck you, Mrs. fucking, you look so big on this camera. No.
Swear to God, if anyone calls me, drop it off. I'm doubling the Ozempic dose. I'm serious.
No, but I'm like, it's taxing, dude.
Why'd
like,
you gotta bring that up? That was a low blow.
Because you're not fat. I don't know how many people.
What does my weight have to do with fucking putting a picture up.
I'm saying.
You straight up just gaslighted me. You toxic ass bitch.
What's the definition of gaslighting?
Taking the light off yourself and fucking trying to cause a problem. Saying I caused a problem.
I didn't say anybody
you
caused a
problem. You fucking gaslighting ass motherfucker. That's how you want to end the episode?
You can't
fuck
win.
Fuck this guy.
Anyway. All right. So you mean to tell me it's not embarrassing to be like publicly fucking in
love?
Oh,
it is. But like you take the risk. Don't be a pussy.
When I feel like it's the time to take the risk.
It's not that big of a risk.
So you don't have to earn trust with somebody?
Don't you think it's bigger? What?
You don't think you have to earn trust with somebody?
Before you post them?
You got to earn intimacy with your partner. I don't expect
what
somebody.
What does that have to do with posting?
That's intimate.
So you'll post your breakfast, but like you can't post your partner?
So you consider yourself to the same importance as breakfast?
No, you're way more important. So why?
I don't even post shit online. I don't post anything good in my life.
You're an influencer.
What good have you seen me post? What cool things in my life have you seen me post? People don't know when I go to clubs. People don't know, like very rarely. I don't post shit to look cool. I post shit that like might be funny or engaging. I'm not like, look at this fucking girls everywhere or whatever. Like, I don't post shit like that. I don't want to. So it's like, if it's a good thing in my life, I don't want bad things to happen to it. But if I'm in a good relationship and it's stable and things are going good and I'm like, I fucking love this person, fuck yeah, I'm going to show it off because now I'm in the flow of things. Off the bat, you're going to have to earn it. Like, same thing with like, I'm probably going to have to earn shit with my partner.
Okay, fair. But what do you feel about people that never will post their partners?
That's wrong. Okay. Because if it's something that you're really proud of and it's something that you're extremely happy about and it's not new and you've been doing this for a while, you should be excited to post it. But also like to the same degree, it's like I think women can attest to this too. When you keep asking for something, it's almost like, well, now it feels like I'm just doing it because I asked you to do it. Like everything in my life, I have a plan on when to do it and why I want to do it and how this sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Especially in relationships. I'm all like, there's a point in my life where it's like, that's going to be really cool to do for somebody, or that's going to be awesome to do for my person. Or
okay. What about this?
Go ahead.
Sorry. Just while it's on my mind.
No, you're good.
What if you say, okay, I really don't want to post this person. Say you're 2 years into the relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you still don't want to post your partner, but your partner, it's like starting to make her feel really bad and it's like driving her to the point of tears. Like it's really, really hurting her feelings. Do you post her at that point or would you still like stand your ground?
I don't think it would take me 2 years to post somebody.
So if they're not posting you after 2 years.
I don't want to set a time limit. You have to gauge the relationship on where you are. It's kind
of
like.
So you've been living together for 2 years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like.
So what do you think at that point?
At that point, it's like I've probably within a 2 year period, I've gone through enough to trust you with at least like. It's not so much a post. It's bigger than a post. It's like, can I trust you with letting all my friends and all of my family and people that are close to me see this and you not publicly embarrass me? If things go wrong, like you said, okay, big deal. You have to delete a post. People break up all the time.
Yeah.
But if I'm fucking, if it's embarrassing, now it's like, this is a public embarrassment. Now I'm on a stage with it.
So what do you think the reason is for guys that won't post their girlfriends even after 2 years in?
You were either doing, I personally think you're probably doing something shady. You're too afraid to take that risk just because you're insecure for some reason, or you're hoping that something, you're thinking that something better might come along. And it's let's not.
Even after 2 years.
Yeah, let's not fuck this. Guys are weird because a lot of guys, not all, but it's like some guys keep thinking like, what's behind that next door? Like, what if this goes really well, but what if that's great? And what if that's great? And what if that's great? And you keep on thinking, like, what about the next one? And you keep thinking about leveling up. And that's, again, that's your ego and that's your pride. Like, that really fucks with you.
Yeah.
Because you'll never be happy with.
Especially, like, I feel like if you're a guy that has, like, so you're a guy that has, like, a million followers and you are constantly getting DMs mm-hmm. and everyone thinks you're single and your girlfriend wants you to post them. So so people know that you're taken.
Mm-hmm.
2 years in, like. Yeah, it's weird, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to, at some point, address that this person is in my life, or I am, or at least say I'm taken. That dude, Thorin Bradley, the guy that chops wood.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a wife, but he lets people know that, and I understand, like, his views and his analytics, like, it's probably from him being an attractive male, but you know he has a wife.
Yeah.
And it's like, he makes that pretty prominent.
Well, shit, we got to wrap up. It's 8:00. All right. That went really fast.
I think that was good, though. I think it was better structured than the first one, for sure.
I just feel like I was very energized.
Fuck yeah.
Shit.
That's why I was on the first one. That caffeine will get you.
Fuck, man.
No, it's good. I thought it sounded great.
All right. Anyways, Thanks for listening. If you listened, this might be toxic. And now you guys kind of get a vibe of what this is about.
Yeah, it's probably going to look like this going forward.
Yeah. But, cool.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. That was the weakest high five, but we got it. Oh, really? Are we going to, what is this? Plur?
Peace.
Oh, bye.